Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hits.
Angela Rodriguez, the Secretary of State for Equality, said if someone has an illness with severe symptoms also occurring with periods such as debilitating abdominal pain or headaches, a temporary disability is granted. This means the same should happen with menstruation, allowing women with a very painful period to stay at home. However, the leave has been criticised as counterproductive, as it might turn employers off actually hiring women in the first place, and I can see why that could happen. There are also concerns that female workers might feel it would be frowned upon if they availed of it and they could face discrimination. So I want to talk about the idea of it today, about menstrual leave. And I want to know, do you believe it's a good idea to give women 3 days off, paid leave per month, to essentially have their period if they have a particularly bad one? Now, not all women suffer bad periods. I mean, some, you know, kind of don't notice it too much. Some suffer it worse than others. So I suppose only women will ever know the severity of the pain. Some women suffer more than others. But should employers give them time off for it? Some people will believe it would discourage employers from actually hiring women. And I can see that because already unconsciously, although illegal, can I point out, employers do discriminate against women of childbearing age because they think, oh, I'm not going to hire her. She's just getting engaged there now. She's going to be having babies soon off on maternity leave. Why would I want to hire her? And that's already unconsciously in there. And this, I think, could be counterproductive. I actually agree with some of the people in the Spanish authorities that it could be counterproductive, that if you suddenly decide, well, let's give women 3 days off every month if they have a bad period and pay them for it, bosses are going to be going, Jesus Christ, women are just a burden. So it might really discourage them from hiring women in the first place. But maybe you'd think it's a good idea because I have no understanding as a man what it's like for 3 or 7 days or whatever it is of the month, particularly I believe it's 3 days in particular that's particularly bad, to have a period and the pains and the mood swings and the disability it can cause in those 3 days for some women. The number is 087-188-0008. Should Ireland introduce menstrual leave? I would like to hear from everybody, by the way, not just women, men as well. But come on, you can empathise with your wives and girlfriends on this one. Karen, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Karen?
I'm good. Adrian, I'm good. How are you?
What were you going to call me?
Nothing.
I'm not going to say I'm highly insulted because he's a friend of mine. But, you know, you got to be careful here, Karen, all right? Who's the boss? All right.
How are you, Niall?
I'm fine, Karen.
Good.
Now,
good.
Karen, I mean, look, the Spanish authorities are going to introduce this as early as next week. So, I mean, and they've already got it in Japan, South Korea, Indonesia, Zambia, which are so surprisingly actually the countries. You'd imagine, you know, Western countries would be more in tune with this kind of thing. But anyway, they're guaranteed menstrual leave. I mean, should we have it here too?
I think in an ideal world, yeah, it's a great idea. But I do agree as well what you're saying about, you know, it will put employers off. But I mean, we're already at a disadvantage. So what's adding another thing to the list?
Well, it is adding another thing to the list, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think it can be taken advantage of because they fear a woman who doesn't suffer heavier painful periods. Well, then 3 days you're entitled to, so you're going to take it.
You're going to take it anyway. Some women would just take advantage of it. You're not going to have to prove it, are you?
Every woman, but you are going to have a few that are going to be like, I'm getting paid for it. Might as well have the days off.
Yeah, sit at home with the duvet and watch the telly.
In theory, it is a great idea because if you do suffer with debilitating periods, well, you know, the last place you want to be is sitting at a desk or dealing with the public or whatever your job entails. And that's the last thing you want to do. You literally just want to be in the fetal position at home.
But I mean, I suffer with stomach ulcers, right? And I take Nexium quite a lot and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay, and sometimes it can be really bad. I'm not suggesting, by the way, it's like a period before anybody has a go at me. But I just get on with it. You know what I mean? You just kind of have to. I mean, look, women have been getting on with it for years, Karen.
Yeah,
I mean, what did our mothers do?
For the most part, we do just get on with it.
Well, then why give us 3 days off for it?
I think 3 days is probably a bit much, to be honest.
Okay, so enlighten me here, okay, as a woman.
One day. I think if you got like an extra day sick leave.
So a period can last up to 7 days, can't it?
Yeah, but they're not, it's not bad for the full seven days.
So
certainly, I can only speak from my own experience. And certainly I would suffer. And the pain can be horrendous to the point where if I'm at home here with kids, I'll just have to stick on whatever they want. There's a bag of sweets and just leave me to curl up here and die.
Okay, and what, hot water bottle job?
Hot water bottle, blanket, pillow, just, you know. you know, it's bad. But, you know, then there's other things, and I'm not saying this would suit every woman, but, you know, I'm on the pill just for periods, not for anything else.
Okay.
And the pain is there's nothing. It's fine. It's grand now.
Okay, so that but regulates it.
It's not ideal. I don't really want to be on a hormone.
Can't you? I mean, pardon my ignorance, but I know women go on the Marina Coil, for example. Does that not eliminate, for a lot of women, periods altogether?
Yeah, I think so, but again, it's just not an option. It's just, you know, I personally had my tubes removed after I had my last baby.
Okay.
And unfortunately, I ended up very sick. I got a really bad infection
when
the tubes were removed. And look, it was bad luck. And I was very sick. I had to have emergency surgery. And unfortunately, I still ended up where I took, you know, I went the medical route for contraception, and still ended up, I'm still on something, but for periods only.
Right, okay. Have we got a problem with
that? I have no pain at all anymore.
Do we have a problem discussing? Because in Spain, by the way, as well as this measure, they're also introducing another measure next week where all, you know, tampons, towels are all going to be free of charge.
Yeah.
So I don't know whether that's a good idea or not, because I don't think that's necessary. I mean, I know there's no VAT on them, for example, in this country.
Yeah.
There was a big hoo-ha in the UK a while ago.
I don't think they're overly expensive, unless you want to go with a particular brand. But I mean, they're all the one, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I suppose they can be expensive enough. But it's an expense that you didn't. Men don't have.
You can buy ones now. You can buy tampons with CBD oil.
With CBD oil in them.
Yeah.
So what, you use the tampon and you're off your head? Like,
no. I've never used it myself. But apparently they're supposed to be really good for inflammation and that crippling pain.
Right, okay.
But that's the expensive route.
Right, okay.
You go into Aldi and you buy a box and it's, I don't know, €1.79 or €2 or something.
Yeah. Okay.
So it just depends, really.
Okay, well, I get to that point in about the tampons, but getting back to the days off. You're kind of saying yes, but then you're kind of saying no, it'll be taken advantage of. So
In an ideal world, you're
sitting on the fence, Karen, which is unusual.
I am on the fence a bit. In an ideal world, yes, it would be great. But in theory, I just don't. I think it will be taken advantage of.
Right.
And I think 3 days is way too much. 3 days every month.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to take the 3 days every month.
But no, you don't have
But the thing about it is, if it's available, you will, won't you?
Yeah, who's not going to take it?
Yeah, but depending on the job you work in.
And you're getting paid for it.
And you're getting paid for it.
Yeah, like even if it was half pay or something, no.
Half pay. But stay there, but let me go to Angela.
You have to discourage a little bit from the ones who are going to take advantage.
I can't, if it was available, and I'm going to be honest, I can't see, say, Aisling and Ruth. I don't think they would take the time off. I think because they're like two martyrs out there.
Job. But like you're working in a small office.
Yeah, they're not going to get cover. Who's going to replace them? Like, if Aisling takes the day off, Colin will go into a panic.
Like, if you're working in a big company where you're not going to be missed, you're not going to care.
Well, let me go to Angela. Angela, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Angela?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good. Angela, look, as I said, you know, my two out here, Aisling and Ruth, they're like martyrs. They wouldn't take the day off anyway. But in saying that, some women might take advantage of this idea, you know, so is it a good idea?
No, it's not. It's totally ridiculous. And I am coming from a place where, from the age of 15, not to go too deep into it, I would have my period for about 3 weeks a month.
Oh,
3 weeks a month?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was very bad, that's why. And then at the end of all of that, it ended up being the cancer. But, I suffered, like, bent over in pain, where my mum would come up hearing me crying at 3-4 o'clock in the morning. Like, it was a disaster. But I still think this would be a total piss take. Because, like that, if I look back to, I was in the, when I worked in an office for a few years, there was 7 in the office, 5 of which were women.
I think you told me before you had a hysterectomy.
No, my ovaries removed.
Ovaries removed. I do apologise.
No, you're okay.
You were quite young when that happened, weren't you?
36, yeah.
Yeah, okay, that would be very young for something like that to happen. And by the way, pardon my ignorance again, I'm assuming that stops the periods altogether.
That stops. The ovaries are what produce the eggs and everything for the periods. And yeah.
Okay,
That's why I have to have them removed, because it was just, and plus it was...
And did you, when you were having the bad periods, did you go to work at that time? Were you working?
Uh, 99.9% of the time, yeah, I have to.
Right, okay. So it was rare that it was that bad. Well, it was always that bad, but it was rare that you would go as far as taking time off work.
Yeah.
You'd struggle through.
I would go into the doctor and he did, like, obviously my own GP knew my own health reasons. So he'd be like, yeah, you need a couple of days for this one, like, but a lot of painkillers. You know.
But if you're saying to me that you struggled through and you know, you managed to get through it, but in saying that, if at the time there was an opportunity for you to have more understanding, for your employer to have more understanding, because it would be a national thing, that you're allowed to take 3 days off leave because in particular you had, you know, particularly bad periods, would that not be fair then, that to allow you to do that?
I don't think
Why should
so,
you have to go into work in pain? You know what I mean?
Well, because that's what you do. Mm. That's what you do, Niall. I had to do it. I had to earn a living. I had to keep going. I had to go to school. I had to, you know.
Because you had to. I'm saying if you didn't have to, if the state said, listen, there's no problem, you don't have to go because we now allow this, like maternity leave or whatever it happened, parental leave or whatever other leave you want to call it, that you can actually take the time off and we'll pay you. It'd be grand.
No, because like that, Niall, I'm the only reason is I know people would take the absolute piss out of it.
Right.
And they
but
would.
If you have a case where, like say, for example, your case, where you have, there's a medical reason, or it's not your standard, or I just have a period, like there's a lot more to it, and your GP is aware of it, well then I think in that case, there should be allowances made.
Yeah, absolutely. But just, you know, but like as I said, in the office, five of us were women. So if you looked at five of us taking 3 days a month off.
And it could be at the same time.
And it could all be at the same time. So it's either we're all getting, there's 15 days where there's somebody out of the office every day, or it could like that be, well, sorry, the five of us are off. You know, I think maybe.
And only two are actually getting really bad periods, but the other three are going out and going, well, I might as well take the days off if they're available.
Yeah. Well, Jesus, they're getting them, I'll take them. You know, I do. I think. Like work ethic is fabulous for some people, but there's days there where you just go, you know what, I really don't want to go in today, so let's use my period as an excuse.
Okay, well, Richie said, if the lads took all this time off, the country would grind to a halt. When the birds do it, the birds, nobody would even notice. Remember the chaos caused a couple of years ago when the ladies went on national strike against the dastardly pay gap? No, me neither. And doesn't that speak volumes? Anyway, yeah.
Listen, I can go here, so best love, talk to you soon.
All right, see you, bye.
Bye.
I think we do an awful lot of just grin and bear as women.
Oh,
and
do
get
you?
On with it.
And what, men don't grin and bear?
Ah, no, Niall, come on.
I've missed 1 week in this place. I'm here 12 years yesterday, or the day before yesterday, I can't remember. Anyway, and in the 12 years, I've missed 1 week, and that was because of COVID. I felt perfectly fine, but unfortunately, the government told me I had to stay at home. So I've missed 1 week's work.
Look, I get that. But I feel as women, poor women, we just go through an awful lot more, whether it's pregnancy or periods. We deal with an awful lot more where we're expected to put up and shut up and grin and bear it.
But sometimes you have to just put up, shut up and grin and bear.
What it's like.
Yeah, but sometimes, I'm looking here and I'll see if I can find the violin. Hang on. I had it under the desk here earlier. Stay there for a second. Let me go to Deirdre. Deirdre, you're an Ireland's Classic Hits. How you doing, Deirdre? Oh, sorry, Deirdre. Somebody switched you off there. Hold on, I'll get you back on. Hang on, I do apologise. Hang on. You're coming back to me now. Sorry, Deirdre, go ahead.
Niall, do you know something? The greatest cursed them yokes.
What? The periods?
Oh, Niall, I went through hell with them.
Oh, did you?
Oh, I ended up having to go into hospital to have a DNC.
Oh, no.
I wouldn't wish them on any. Do you know something? I used to say I wish to God I was a man. Honest to God.
Oh, jeepers.
Every month, I thank God that they're gone. And I said, thanks be to God.
Oh, you've gone through the menopause now, have you?
Oh, yeah. I had to go into hospital to have that surgery. And I got it done then. I never looked back.
Right, I didn't know that women had to get that DNC for periods. I didn't know that.
And I was on the pill. I was they put me on the pill and everything to try to regulate them. It didn't work. I ended up having to go into hospital.
Oh, no.
Niall, that's just a disaster.
So do you believe that women should get time off, paid leave?
Oh, Niall, no doubt in my mind. Oh, no doubt. They really are now. When I went through that, I was just desperate. Miscellaneous, so the word.
And were you working at the time, Deirdre?
I was working at the time, so I had to take every month off.
Yeah.
I was up at work one day, and they came on me, and I said to them in the workshop, I don't feel well. I said, I have to go home.
And would you be embarrassed? You wouldn't tell anybody why, because you'd be embarrassed, yeah.
Well, I just went in and I just said it to the female. I just said it's the time of the month. And I said, I can't stick with it. And I said, I'm going to a doctor.
Right, okay.
So they said to me every month, I had to take, yeah.
But you didn't get paid for it, obviously.
I'd have to take 2 or 3 days off, get out of a doctor. Right. What can I do, Niall?
No, I understand.
And I couldn't go in the pain I was in. And then they'd leave me sick. I'd start getting sick. Oh, God.
But see, Karen's point is that if you, and I understand in your situation, and maybe Angela's too, and loads of people who are texting in a similar situation, that it would be a good idea. But if you bring it in as a blanket rule that women can take 3 days off paid leave because they're having their period every month, it'll be just taken advantage of by people who don't need to. That's the point Karen's making.
But what they could do, Niall, is they have to get a cert from a doctor. They'll have to go to a GP.
That'll cost you 65 quid. It'd be hardly worth it then, would it?
Well,
3 days.
I know. It probably would, Niall. But then unless you do something else, I'll go up to a lady government or something.
Sorry, Karen, what are you trying to say there?
You just have to put up and shut up then.
You know?
Yeah. Karen is kind of saying you just kind of have to put up and shut up.
I don't think you have to.
No, she's not saying it directly to you, Deirdre, by the way.
Yeah, I know, but Karen, you must have been all right. You must have been one of the lucky ones. I wasn't.
I wish I wasn't.
You know, I was in a bad way.
Don't mind that Karen one, Deirdre. She's an awful one.
Such a Karen.
That's your Karen, isn't it?
No, that's not my Karen, no. She's an awful one, that Karen one, Deirdre. She starts rows with everybody.
I suppose you're darling, Karen.
No, but I am someone's darling, Karen.
She is somebody's Karen.
She's not my one. Anyway. Oh, Niall, you're a great one. How is she keeping it?
She's great. It's like having a chat in a pub, for God's sake. So you believe, like Spain and like South Korea and like many other countries around the world, we should allow women to take 3 days off every month if they feel it's necessary and get paid for it too.
I think so, Niall, because, I mean, if people are in a bad way, you couldn't expect them to go into work.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? And now, I couldn't go into the state I was in.
Yeah.
They just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
They're just going to have to...
I'm at home with the kids, so does that mean someone will come and mind the kids for 3 days?
Well, look, Karen, if you were if you were in a bad way, now, some people might be all right. But if you're really bad with them...
But she did say she does get them bad. Like, she'd be sitting there with a hot water bottle and the duvet. You know what I mean?
And you're going to work and all.
Yeah, but she'd just carry
I
on.
I didn't work.
You should go to your boss, Karen.
She's a homemaker.
You could talk to your boss.
You're not allowed to say housewife anymore. Those days are gone. Yeah.
I am a housewife. I'm an old traditional head.
Karen, are you a housewife?
I'm a housewife.
Is it okay to say housewife? People say, oh, you can't say a housewife anymore. It's a homemaker now. It's an occupation.
I'm a housewife.
Yeah, that's okay. You're not insulted by that term.
Oh, you're a housewife.
No,
you don't work in a factory or anything like that.
No, but no, she does
not
the easy
anymore,
job.
No.
Yeah, she sits at home watching Jeremy Kyle all day.
All day.
I watch her working in the factory. You have to go and
say, yeah, man. Deirdre, don't mind her. She's sitting on her arse all day doing nothing at home.
She's a devil.
I'm a kept woman. My husband says I'm a kept woman.
Yeah, she pops down to the local coffee shop to meet the girls. You know what I mean?
I got my nails done this morning.
Yeah.
Oh, you got your nails done.
I did.
Do you know where I have an idea?
Oh, you have an idea, have you, Deirdre? Go on.
Building in Kells in County Meath.
Sorry?
There's a new hospital.
Oh, there's a new hospital?
There's a maternity hospital.
Oh, you want to move it to Kells?
Well, they don't know what. Are they going to build it up there in Dublin or what?
You wouldn't know at this stage. But so you think they should move it to Kells?
I think so, Niamh.
Right.
We have a great bus
drivers. Yeah. And don't all do
the bus fare and bus drivers.
Don't do that.
They're great, Niamh. They're always asking for you. They're actually listening to you now at the minute.
And when you're finished in the hospital, you can nip into Angelo's chipper.
Go into Angelo's chipper's right, Niamh.
No, don't go to
Angelo's. I'm going to get a meal, Dave.
Tower Grill you want to go to. Don't go to Angelo's. Tower Grill.
Where's the Tower Grill? Is that in Kells too?
Yeah.
Whereabouts?
On the main street.
Oh,
okay.
Do you know that one, Deirdre?
Angelo's chipper is the best now.
No, Tower Grill.
I know the Tower Grill is. It's down. Yeah, it's on the main street.
Did you ever have anything in the Tower Grill, Deirdre?
I often did now, but Angelo's chipper is right beside me now.
I think she's getting paid by Angelo's chipper.
In Robert Hughes, we have a woman in Kells now, and she's going to be 100 next year.
Right. Well, very good. Very
and
good.
I'm 60 next year, and so are you.
Yeah, it's not yourself, Deirdre, by any stretch of the imagination.
It's you, and you are 60 as well, Niall.
Yeah. Deirdre, listen, it's been...
Michael D. Higgins coming down, the president.
She's not going to stop.
I'm going to have a party, Niall, in the street.
Right. Banana here.
Party.
Okay. Deirdre, you're wonderful.
The Taoiseach is coming down in the whole lot. The government. Teddy Hoolan is coming as well. He was asked if he is on.
Deirdre.
And Ashley and Ruth are doing great work up there. And you're all doing great work. You all need a good ride. And Damien.
We all need a good. We all need a good what? A rise. Oh, sorry. I said something
Damien
else.
Damien knows me well. You can tell him I was asking for him.
I'll tell Damien you were asking for him, all right?
A rise in your wages.
Oh, I know now what you said.
Oh, no, Niall.
Didn't know what you'd
said. You need a rise in your wages. Get on to your manager. Who's the manager? I'll tell him.
You get on to him, Deirdre.
A rise in your wages. Yeah. And Aisling and Ruth.
Give Kevin a call.
Everything has gone up in price, Niall. The petrol has gone up. And you're going up and down to Belfast every
I'm going home.
Day or down in town. You need extra money. Tell him you need a voucher for petrol.
I think
everything's gone up, Niall. The only thing that's coming down is the rain.
Maybe I should
extra money.
Jesus, she's not going
to stop. It's like I don't know what, Niall.
Maybe I should just leave you here, Deirdre, and I'll go off, and you just take over the show for the next 2 hours. It'd be great.
Yeah, I feel like it's just a bit crack, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Thanks, Deirdre. You're wonderful.
I'll talk to you, Niall. You're great.
See you. Bye. Karen, thanks very much indeed. I've got to go into a break. The number's 087-188-0008. Ash, you need a good laugh, don't you? Now, let me get back to a serious topic. We're talking about menstrual leave. And according to Spanish authorities, as and from probably next week, they're going to allow women to take 3 days off per month if they have a difficult period, paid leave. Not only that, they're going to make all sanitary products for women available for free. That's another thing they're going to introduce as well. Now, that has been suggested in the past over here, but people kind of knocked on the head and said, oh, hold on for a second. You can't be giving away stuff for free like that. It costs a state of fortune. Anyway, the number is 087-188-0008. Do you believe that women should have time off? Now, in theory, it sounds like a good idea, which particularly when I look at some of the messages coming in, when I look at some of the or listen to some of the ladies who've been talking, saying, you know, you can have a very difficult period, I understand. Well, I don't understand it because I'm a man. But in saying that, the other argument is it'll be taken advantage of, and also it could be counterproductive because employers will look at women as being an inconvenience for employment, and that could be a problem too. The number's 087-188-0008. All right, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. Somebody says, I hope a national storm doesn't coincide with these women's period days. Who'll restore the power, clear the roads of fallen trees, and get the show back on the road? Okay, that on a real note, that is the disadvantage, isn't it, of course? That for an employer's point of view, that's what they said in Spain, or the groups who are against this idea in Spain are saying this could be actually counterproductive for women. Lorraine, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Lorraine?
Hi, Niall. How's it going?
Good. Lorraine, I can see the pros and I can see the cons. I'm not a woman. I'll never understand what it's like to go through the pain of a period. Like some women who have lighter periods will never understand what it's like to go through a heavier period. So I can understand, but I can see it being counterproductive too.
Absolutely. You know, it's not that I agree or disagree. I'm not even sitting on the fence. I just feel sometimes, and what about the women at home? So who work from the home, mm-hmm. for instance, carers or, you know, I can't think off the top of my head now, but whatever. What do we do? Just put up and shut up. Like, we don't get holidays. We don't get...
You just have to grin and bear.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Never mind 3 days off. We don't even get a holiday.
This
you know?
Is true.
That and the other point is, it is not unusual for a group of women who are around each other a lot, like sisters or teachers or nurses or whatever, to synchronise.
I've heard of this. Yeah, I've heard of this before, and you know, this kind of what they call period syncing, and you know,
absolutely,
there's a whole kind of website kind of dedicated. It says real phenomenon or popular myth. And what it basically, it describes a popular belief that women who live together or spend a lot of time together begin menstruating at the same time every single month.
Absolutely. So what happens there? You won't have a sinner if
in,
it's in
the office.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, imagine a group of teachers.
Yeah.
What do we do?
Yeah, because it is a predominantly female environment, teaching.
Absolutely.
And nursing, by the way, nursing as well, of course.
Midwifery, there you go. Yeah. There's one that's predominantly female. Like, are we to stop giving birth?
Yeah.
For
3 days of the month, nobody'll be in.
Yeah.
But it would be unusual for most women to be at the same 3 days.
Not if they're together a lot. Like, it is not that uncommon. I know a lot of sisters will do it all at the same time. You know,
yeah,
all, you know, have their period around the same time of the month or whatever.
Okay. All right. I wasn't totally aware of that, but there you go. That's obviously something I'm not aware of. But in saying that, you know, I do understand when I listen to some of the women who are texting in saying how unbearably painful it can be.
Oh, I just think we go over the top sometimes. I mean, really, I don't know. That's just my personal opinion.
Yeah, in other words, kind of what did our mothers do and what did before that? I mean, they just got on with it, didn't they?
Absolutely. But even like women working from home are absolutely forgotten about. You know, nothing for them.
Yeah. No, I get you. You know, we're all in the same position. Men and, well, women, should I say, are all in the same position. I mean, you still have to look after the kids. You still have to bring them to school. You still have to collect them. You still have to do all those things.
Absolutely. So and then those women coming home from work as well. I mean, I'm sure they don't just get to sit on the couch all day with hot water bottles. I mean, rubbish. Mm. I think, personally, it's ridiculous. I think it's extreme.
Okay, well, just do me a favour. Stay there for a second, Rain, because Victoria, you're in Ireland's classic kids. How are you doing, Victoria?
Hi, how are you?
Now, do you believe it's a good idea?
Absolutely. I think it's like something that we really need to focus on in women's health in this country.
Okay. And tell me why you believe it's a good idea, taking into consideration some of the counterproductive arguments that are being given by women today as well, by the way. So
Yeah. Do you want to continue or?
No, you fire away. Tell me why you believe it's a good idea.
Yeah. So I can't remember the woman who was on a few minutes ago and she was saying like how she disagreed with it. But like
Lorraine, that's just Lorraine.
Yeah,
she's down there.
Yeah,
she's still there.
And she was saying how, like, maybe it was something that, like, people with medical conditions could, like, avail of.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I kind of understand that, like, people might, you know, take advantage of the offer and, like, you know, use that as an excuse to, like, take a few days off work. But, like, for people with, like, PCOS and endometriitis, like, it's something that is so needed. Like, for instance, I have PCOS. I worked in retail. I still work in retail. And I was feeling extremely unwell. Like, I'm so open about my period, so I genuinely don't mind sharing. So it's a bit TMI, but I basically bled from May 2020 until September 2020.
Oh, my. Just remind people, by the way, PCOS is polycystic ovaries.
Yeah.
And how does that affect you on a day-to-day basis? So you bleed a lot?
Yeah, so it's really heavy, like, period. I didn't actually get cramping then, but now, like, literally as like I'm saying it right now, I, for the past week, have had extreme, like, pain. I'm on the verge of going to A&E. It's that bad.
And are you anemic then as well because you'd be losing so much blood?
No, that's the weird thing. So like I've gotten so many blood tests done and anytime they come back, I haven't like gotten any like deficiency.
Like you're not on iron or anything like that to try?
Yeah,
and
yeah. Like my iron is fine. And
yeah.
I don't know whether that's because of my diet, like whether it's high in iron or whatever. But yeah, so basically I worked in retail and I said to my employer that I wasn't feeling the best. And he didn't understand. And I was like trying to explain to him in the like the best way possible that, you know, it's something that like physical exercise and stuff can affect the bleeding as well. And he literally sent me up and down the stairs 10 times and I ended up in A&E that evening.
Oh, no.
So,
right, OK. So
you know,
I can see in those circumstances. And Lorraine, who's still there.
Yep.
I know you don't think it's a good idea, but I can see in a case where you have PCOS or whatever it happens to be.
I completely get that, Niall, but my point is, and this is not making it of your medical condition, but it's a medical condition. So be male or female, surely if you have a medical condition, you know, there's...
You're entitled to sick pay.
Absolutely. My point is, I suppose, and this is not taken from anybody that has an ailment or whatever, is we're talking about equality. Why make it different again? I mean, we're getting to a place where it's almost, you know, equal for men and women. Why make this gap again? There is, if someone has a medical condition, there is ways around that. There is employers that will understand that. I just think this is again an extreme, and it's going to be a disadvantage for women, because I don't know one woman who's not going to take an extra 3 days. I don't know one person, Niall, that wouldn't avail of 3 extra days off a week, a month.
Yeah, and see, I understand, Victoria, what Lorraine is saying. I mean, in your situation, because it's a medical condition, I assume that if you're off work for 3 or 4 days at a time, or if that happens, that you can claim sick pay if you get a cert.
But I have to pay 65 quid every time I want to get a cert. Well, like, it's also like, you know, we need to take into consideration the mental health side effects of periods as well. Like, PMS is such a debilitating part of it as well. Like, people, like, my friends who don't have, like, proper, like, period, like, conditions, like PCOS or endo, like, they suffer really badly with PMS.
Well, and, look, there's no doubt that women do suffer with periods. There's absolutely no doubt about that. But in saying that, see, the problem is, when you start giving more time off for women's issues, it puts women at a disadvantage. It becomes counterproductive, because we've already seen in history and throughout history, particularly since, you know, women started taking up careers in the last 30 or 40 years and it's becoming more predominant, that there's a disadvantage to women, an unwritten rule by employers, even though it's illegal, that employers kind of look, give a second look at a woman who might be of childbearing age, because they think, I don't want somebody who's going to be taking time off from maternity leave. That's already a disadvantage to women. So here we are adding another disadvantage, because it does, there is a hidden discrimination. And I'm not saying that's right, by the way, but it happens.
Oh yeah, no, like, I completely get that. Like, and I agree with that. Like, I agree that we've kind of try to fix the gap between, you know, rights and whatnot.
Absolutely. But, like,
you know, I think in seriousness, like, periods are debilitating, and if, like, I understand, like, 3 days a month and, like, people who are, like, in sync and stuff, and it can really mess up the clockwork of the working place. But even if there was that option to work from home, like, from the pandemic, we've learned that, like, remote working
is a thing, yeah, it's possible. Yeah.
We can stay at home and be in the comfort of our own homes if we are not okay to travel in. If that
100% agree with that. That makes complete and utter sense.
Well,
that,
by the way, I think going forward, and I hope this new bill that's being brought out by Leo Varadkar in relation to remote working is productive, and I hope certainly it's fair to employers and employees, by the way. But in saying that, you know, it might not always be available. For example, if you're working in retail, you can't work from home. You know, and a lot of jobs, probably 70% of jobs, you can't work from home. Some office jobs and call centres, obviously, you can. But Victoria, I think there are absolute exceptions. There are women out there who struggle, you know, during their periods and would have difficult periods, very painful periods, long periods. They can be anemic because of it as well, and it can cause other problems too along with that. But in saying that, if you bring in a blanket rule that, you know, women are entitled to take 3 days paid leave for the periods, I agree with Lorraine. I think it's counterproductive, and I think it'll be taken advantage of and abused.
Yeah, like, I'm kind of like half and half on it. Like, I think, well, no, I agree with the, like, I think 3 days should be allocated, but I think, like, I don't know how to, like, put it into words.
Take your time.
Yeah.
You just think that maybe, you know, those who genuinely need it won't get it because of our view towards it. Is that
that's absolutely it. Yeah.
Okay. No. And I do get that. And I actually do empathise absolutely with, you know, women who are in that situation, and particularly in your situation of a medical condition. But I think, as Lorraine pointed out, maybe we need to be more open and talk about things like this more, because then if you have got a medical condition, you know, that women won't be embarrassed to say that to her employer, because that's a lot of it as well. You know, this whole idea of, I have lady problems. It's a bit childish in 2022 to be saying to somebody, I have lady problems. You know what I mean?
I think even, Niall, if we look at something completely different, like, you know, give medical cards or doctor-only cards or whatever they're called to people with long-term conditions, be it period, be it prostate, be it cancer, be it whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that might stop, you know, the whole, why do I have to spend 65?
It kind of gives you a get-out-of-jail-free card, so to speak. Yeah, I get you.
Exactly. Yeah. I think it would be way more productive to people rather than 3 full days a month. Like, that's, I mean, what's that in a year? You know, and again, what about the ladies working from home? What about the men? And I never really say that, but what about the men?
Yeah, well, we don't have periods.
Absolutely. But, like, you know, I don't know.
We do have other problems, but we don't have periods.
Listen. I just think it's making the gap even bigger, and, okay. and I'm against anything that will do something like that after we got so far.
Okay, all right. Listen, Victoria, Lorraine, thank you very much indeed for going to both sides of the argument there in relation to that. Some of your messages, by the way, coming in on WhatsApp there as well. I'll just play one for you.
Ah, here, Niall. I'm a big fan of your daytime show, your nighttime show. Women are looking for equal rights, equal pay, and now they're looking for time off for their periods. Where is this going to end at all, Niall?
Let me go to Tracy. Tracy, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits. How are you, Tracy?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good. Now, I believe you have an understanding boss.
I did. I did. I'm actually working from home now, but before I had the children, I had a lovely boss who would walk into the office, take one look at me and ask me if I was okay. I'd be set with a hot water bottle to the front and a hot water bottle to the back because I was that bad.
And was it... For us that don't understand it, particularly us men, I mean, that would be literally crippling pain.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you'd really, have to go into work, come hell or high water, but you had an understanding boss that would send you home again.
Yeah. He would. If I was too bad, he'd leave the decision up to me and he'd say, look, if you need to go home, go home. And at the time, I wasn't even driving. So if I was really bad, he'd drive me home. He'd bring me home.
Well, that's wonderful.
Look after us.
But now, mind you, again, it depends on the type of job you have. Like if you're working in a shop, for example.
That was a very small office.
Yeah.
It was only me and another girl in that office.
Okay. And how often would be necessary for you to go home?
It was very rare. And that's why I'm saying I think it should be based on a situational basis because, you know, it's not every girl that has that issue.
No.
It's not every month that you have that issue. I mean, I'm quite lucky since I've had the children, it's eased off. And, you know, as Lorraine and the other caller said, what about the women at home? I am at home.
Yeah.
And I'm very lucky when I'm really bad. My husband, when he comes home from work himself, he'll look after the kids, he'll do the dinner and he'll tell me to take it easy.
Okay.
And deposit me with the hot water bottle.
Yes,
and,
I encourage all men listening today to be more understanding of their wives at that particular time of the month, of course.
That's it. But unfortunately, there is girls out there who have severely bad periods with cramps. And I know girls that get sick when they have them. They're that bad with the pain.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not something you're making up. It's not something that it's, you know, women going, oh, well, you know, get on with it. You do get on with it. But, I mean, a little bit of consideration, that's all is needed.
When we say consideration, now, Spain have given consideration, but they've gone maybe a step further than that, like Japan, South Korea, Indonesia, Zambia, and a few other places where they've said, you know, that you can take 3 days paid leave off, you know, every month if that's what you need to do.
I don't think it needs to be a law that's passed. I don't think so, but I do think it needs to be an awareness in the workplace where a boss, if something is said to him, look, you know, I'm really struggling this month, or I'm really struggling this day, or
Well, maybe if we talked about it more.
Made there.
Because the thing about it is, like, even the word period is a struggle for some, particularly men, to say. Yep. So maybe if we talked about it more, because there's very few bosses in this country are going to turn around to a woman and work and say, listen, are you having a bad period? Do you need to go home? You know, because it's embarrassing.
That's it. Well, I mean, my boss at the time, he was lovely. He was he was so discreet about it, but he knew. I mean, he had a wife, he had sisters, he had daughters. He knew by looking at me. I mean, I think most men who have women around them, you know, whether mothers or sisters, they will know. They will have an inkling as to what is wrong.
And I've been in that lucky situation that I've always worked with women. So, I'm working with two women now. So, I'm always... I'm given the heads up on a regular basis, so I'm usually told.
That's it. Like, I mean, it just takes a little bit of consideration. And all honesty, it's like my eldest daughter is just, she's 11, and she started her period there during the summer.
Yeah.
And God bless her, we have walked into the room and found her balled up on the ground, doubled up with pain, because that's how bad it is. And she's only stern.
I know. No, they can children can start as young as, young girls can start as young as 9. And I can't imagine what that must be like for a 9-year-old, particularly something that they're not used to, you know, something they don't understand
and
very
this
well.
Is it. Like, and I mean, I was able to go into the school and say to the school, look, if she's really bad, call me, I'll come and get her.
Yeah.
I send her in with Calpol, you know, give her the Calpol before she goes in. And if we're lucky, she makes it to the end of the day. If she doesn't, well, then I go
and
get her.
Because I've never thought about that. How understanding are the schools?
Well, we're lucky, the class that she's in, there's an SNA in that classroom. So, female SNA. So, Charlotte feels a little bit more comfortable talking to her about it and saying, look, I'm not feeling too well. Can you call my mum? Because she has a male teacher this year.
And they'll give you a call and you can come in. Do me a favour. Actually, Tracy, just stay there because I've only got a minute. Yeah. And I want to go to Mary as well. Mary, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Mary?
Hi, how are you, Niall?
Good.
First of all, what that lady is saying there is absolutely right. But that woman, what about the men and women wanting equal rights? Like, men can't. It would be like if there was, you know, something that happened to a man every month with his prostate. You know, everyone's talking about the cramping and the bloating, but like no one's kind of talking about what the physical side of it is. I mean, you know, if you're standing on a shop floor for which I have done in the past, you know, with heavy or bad periods or whatever, and you're standing on a shop floor on your feet for 8 hours a day, or if you were working in a takeaway, or, you know, like that's a physically demanding job.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
So, I mean, like, you have to look at the physical aspects of it as well. Some women might not be able to physically come to work.
Yeah, and when it gets that bad, but the point that was made earlier on by one of the callers, a female caller, and she did say that, well, if you do get particularly bad periods or it causes you a particular problem because of whatever medical reason, that, you know, you can take sick time off work. I mean, that's already exists. So she was saying, well, why make a specific law around this? Because it would only be taken advantage of.
But I don't, like, I think on the whole, people in general, you know, like, are conscientious when it comes to work.
Do you think so?
I don't
know about that now, Mary. I think if you brought in a specific law that said women are entitled to 3 days off paid leave a month because if they have a bad period, I can see that being taken advantage of. And I also see it being counterproductive to some women getting into employment, because now employers now have another, women have another cross to bear, so to speak. And I don't mean that in a bad way, but employers saying, geez, if I take another woman on, she's going to be taking 3 days off a month. Do you understand what I'm saying?
They already look at that.
Well, I know they do in relation to maternity leave. Absolutely, I know. But ladies, unfortunately, I've run completely out of time, and I do apologise to both of you for cutting you a little bit short.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show.